A special team of six federal inspectors is investigating the unplanned shutdown of the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant. The reactor, which produces about 10% of this state's electricity, lost power during last week's blizzard and had to rely on generators to run the plant's critical safety systems in Plymouth. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has our story.
The blizzard packed a powerful 1-2 punch right on the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant's most vulnerable points. First, one of the high-voltage power lines that transmits the electricity the plant generates to the region's grid went down. Then the second power line went down. But these transmission lines also supply the electricity that runs the nuclear power plant, and when they were knocked out, the reactor scrammed. It automatically shut down. Matthew Beaton, Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs, announced the shutdown from the state's emergency bunker.
The first thing I'd like to say about Pilgrim is the facility is safe, secure, and there is no public safety threat.
It was a repeat of what happened almost exactly 2 years earlier. The same two high-voltage transmission lines that went down in last week's blizzard also went down in the snowstorm of February 2013.
It's definitely a case of, I told you so.
Mary Lampert of Pilgrim Watch and other anti-nuclear organizations in the region had issued press releases in advance of the blizzard asking Entergy, the company that owns and operates Pilgrim, to shut the reactor down just in case.
What was predicted was a huge northeast storm right in its face. School was canceled. You know what? Pilgrim should have been canceled too. They should have turned off the keys as a precautionary measure.
Laura Berm is a spokeswoman for Entergy.
We're still investigating the cause of the event.
Berm says the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant's backup system worked perfectly.
During the storm, we were using our emergency diesel generators.
When Pilgrim's emergency system was activated, it also triggered a special investigation by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. All nuclear reactors have unscheduled shutdowns, but NRC spokesman Neil Sheehan says over the past several years, Pilgrim has had a higher number of unplanned shutdowns than is permissible under a performance indicator used by the commission.
And as a result of that, the plant is under additional NRC oversight. This latest shutdown, which occurred last week, will count as another hit on that performance indicator.
Entergy spokeswoman Laura Berm says the two high-voltage power lines that caused the problem have been repaired, but the nuclear plant is still offline.
The unit remains stable, safe, and secure, and there was never any threat to the public.
Do you have any guesstimate of when you'd be back online?
I don't, and I can't share that, unfortunately. It's power market information.
In the competitive electricity industry, that piece of information could be worth big money. But anti-nuclear activist Mary Lampert repeats, I told you so.
The irony is that they'll be closed longer and lose money than if they had been big boys and shut down before the storm.
NRC investigators will continue to inspect the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Plant for the rest of this week and maybe next week as well. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.